Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse with you, and joining me today, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing?
Oh yeah, Friday Eve. Friday Eve it is. We're kind of coming into the weekend.
That's right.
We got Thanksgiving next week. I'm getting ready to eat a whole lot of food.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited. It's getting some good time of year for sure.
And we got a fun football game tonight, Ravens and Bengals.
It's
That's
a good
Thursday
one
night.
To watch. Absolutely. Excited. I'm going to be having wings. It's my Thursday night wings night.
Perfect. And now it's Did You Know Show time.
And it's Did You Know Show time.
What
I mean,
you
can't go wrong. Can't go wrong today. All right, so here we go. Yeah. So I almost did it on the Pillsbury Doughboy, but it was a little bit more boring than I wanted. I want to bring you something a little bit cooler. And this one struck my attention actually because I didn't know that he released, this fellow we're going to talk about, released the year that I was born. So it was 1998, okay? And the Geico Gecko was born.
He's awesome.
So I didn't know a whole lot of things about this. There's just some pretty cool facts about him and how it actually came to be and how he became so popular. So the Geico Gecko, that's going to be hard to say this whole time. The Geico Gecko was born from an actual Screen Actors Guild strike. So there was a strike going on dealing with screen actors, and it actually prevented these people and different businesses from hiring live actors. So that's why they created the Gecko, and that was what kind of came to be, and he appeared in 1998. The mascot officially debuted during the beginning of the 1999 television season. Those early commercials pleaded with the viewers to recognize the difference between the car insurance brand and, Gecko. In fact, the whole reason that they actually kind of wanted to do the Gecko is through emails and mispronunciations and all kinds of stuff. People would say Gecko instead of Geico.
When they're talking about the company, yeah.
Right, and so that's why they decided to go with the Gecko as the actual mascot. So back then, the Geico Gecko had a posh British accent, which I never knew of because I was coherent enough to know what was going on and never heard the British side.
So he's Australian.
But right, now he's I'll tell you in a second because they say it a specific way here.
Okay.
But yes, now it's kind of an Australian. So years passed, it became a Cockney type of accent is what it became. And they actually did that because they felt like it was a little bit more friendlier sounding and a more approachable, or made the spokes lizard a more approachable mascot.
Be relatable, huh?
Right. Friendly. So the Gecko has appeared in hundreds of commercials for the brand and even released a book, which I didn't know. So if you want to go read the Geico Gecko's book, it's called You're Only Human, A Guide to Life.
I think I'll just stick to him on the screen, but I appreciate it.
There you go.
That is cool. I like watching him on the screen. I don't know about reading his book, but that's pretty neat. Okay, I've got one similar because I'm talking about a company as well. Mm-hmm. And kind of a mascot for the company.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the Chef Boyardee ravioli guy.
Oh, can't go wrong with the raviolis
in a
can.
Chef Boyardee. So everyone knows him as that big jovial face that he's always plastered on the ravioli cans.
Yeah.
But there are actually people that knew him in real life.
Really?
Did you know that Chef Boyardee was a real person?
I had no idea, actually.
So his name in real life was Ettore Hector Boyardee.
Boyardee.
Yes.
Kind of shorten that up a little bit.
Right. So that's exactly what happened. So he was born in October 22 of 1897 in Piacenza, Italy.
Okay.
So Boyardee was working as an apprentice chef by the age of 11, and he founded the company bearing his name in 1928. After his family settled in Cleveland after moving across the ocean from Italy.
Okay.
So the business began because of Boyardee's restaurant. It was so successful, patrons wanted to make the dishes at home. And the Italian food wasn't as well known and beloved as it is today, so it was a big opportunity for him. And in fact, Chef Boyardee has been credited with helping to popularize Italian cuisine in America.
Huh.
But the one problem, though, was that Boyardee was a difficult name for Americans to pronounce.
Right.
So he changed the phonetics just a little bit on his can, took out one syllable, and now we've got Chef Boyardee.
There you go. That's, I mean, it's probably a very smart business move right there. Yeah. Make it a little bit easier for people to speak that.
Making good food. People liked his restaurant, wanted him to sell it commercially.
He did it.
Changed the name just a little bit, and Boyardee is probably going to live on for a long time,
I would say. That's not going away. I mean, especially not the raviolis.
Yeah.
The raviolis are just, like, I know a lot of people like, you got to heat them up. I'll just open a can each.
You're good with
can.
It?
Fork and the can in hand, that's all I need.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, pretty cool learning about the Geico Gecko and Chef Boyardee today. So make sure you come on back tomorrow for another episode of the Did You Know Show.